a young pastor helping young women live the best life they can. G'day there, my name's Dino Power and welcome to episode 10 of the TEDx Byron Bay podcast. Our guest today is a young pastor who is working hard to assist young women to live the best life that they can, not to mention other members of her congregation at the Ballina C3 Church. Has anyone ever sent you a TED video? They're those wonderful, wonderful videos that we find online from a range of disciplines, the world's leading thinkers talking on technology, entertainment, and design. If you haven't seen one yet, then check them out because they're absolutely fantastic. For the last 25 years, a not-for-profit organisation called TED has been amassing leading thinkers from all over the globe to come together and share ideas in a collaborative environment based around the adage, ideas worth sharing. On the 31st of July 2010, we're going to have our very own TEDx conference here in Byron Bay, where X stands for an independently organised event. Although it follows a TED format and has an association with the parent organisation, it's a concept that's been created so that groups, communities and organisations can run their own, have their own TED-like experience. Our guest today is not particularly familiar with the TED concept, but she is familiar with the idea of ideas worth sharing. So much so, in fact, that a couple of years ago, she created an annual conference for young women. The objective, to help young women live the best life that they can live. So let's go and meet the young lady behind all of this right now, Annalise Halverson. Annalise, thank you very much for joining us today.
No worries at all.
Now, you're the operations pastor at the C3 Church in Ballina.
That is correct.
So what's C3 stand for?
C3, it was known as Christian City Church initially when the movement first started in 1980. And then all across the world, people were shortening Christian City Church to Triple C, C3, all these different things. So a couple of years ago, they decided to rebrand the movement as simply C3 Church. So it doesn't actually stand for anything other than the type of church, the particular movement of church that we belong to.
Okay, great. Well, that clears up one I didn't already know, so thanks very much for that. Tell me, Annalise, is there a favourite TED moment for you?
Yeah, I haven't actually been exposed to TED before now until I've been asked to be involved in Saturday, so this will be my favourite TED moment for sure.
Well, that makes choosing easier, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
That's cheating a bit. Never mind. Now, I can see from your bio that you host an annual conference for young women called FREE, and it's really about empowering young women to live their best life. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, this was really an idea that I had several years ago. Just being involved in youth work and youth ministry for a number of years, I began to become increasingly aware that young women face enormous pressures in today's society. And my vision, my dream, my idea for this conference was just bring together young women and really provide an avenue for them to be affirmed as who they are as young women and affirm their identity and just live free from all the limitations and the parameters that society and media and so many other factors in our society just place upon them. Yeah. So it's been amazing.
Well, there certainly is a lot of attention given their way, and it's a lot of pressure, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely. It's enormous pressure that they face to look a certain way, to act a certain way. In high schools, you come across all sorts of cliques, and animosity between young women is so high and so full on and so intense for teenagers that we just wanted to really provide a space where they could come and actually accept one another and be friends with one another without having to feel that pressure to act a certain way or talk to somebody, you know.
I see. So essentially you're providing a space where they can just relax and be themselves. Well, what was the pathway for you to get where you are today, for you to get into this position of being a, if I can say, quite a young pastor by most standards, and doing this fantastic work for young women?
For me, it was it's been quite a journey. I studied environmental science at university, and then I went back and studied high school teaching, and I began to just become really aware that my passion was for young people and to really see them flourish. And it just became, I suppose, ordained, and the right doors opened, and I just kind of fell into doing what I'm doing now, but in one sense, but in another sense, I believe that this is what I was born to do. So my path kind of took a few different turns, and for me to actually realise that this is what I want to do. And now I'm working with young women, but I work with people of all ages as a pastor, and that's really exciting, just to see people and help people grow and see them really flourish and live their best life.
Mm. Well, that's certainly a lofty and very, very worthwhile aim.
Mm. Yeah, and sometimes it does seem very lofty.
Yeah.
That we do our best.
Hard work, I suppose.
Yeah.
Annalise, the theme at least for TEDx Byron Bay is Step Up to Shine, and I guess that's sort of what you're doing with the youth that you work with. What do you tell people who've reached a turning point or a point of frustration where they say, okay, enough is enough, I want to make a change? What are the advice you give them?
I actually believe that everything, the change they need to make is inside of themselves, and they've just got to have that courage to act on what they know is right and what they know is that good idea. So for me, this conference was a good idea for a number of years, but actually making it a reality and then seeing what has happened in the lives of the young women through that has been the biggest thing. But it took a lot of courage for me. And so that's what I tell others as well, is that, you know, like generally most people know within themselves what the way forward is, and it's a matter of just having that courage to really step up and take that bold step. And then just really, yeah, to see what happens after that. And I find that the people who really take on, just put aside their fear and just take hold of who they are and what they're called to do, will actually find themselves really stepping up, really shining, and really making a difference in the world.
Yeah, one of our previous speakers, Kurek Ashley, spoke about how when you start to do that, you start to get momentum, and once you once you get going, it becomes easier. Is that your understanding as well?
Definitely. I think the first step is always the hardest. But yeah, once you kind of break through one area, and I think it's breaking through insecurity and fear within yourself, and once you kind of have the courage to do that, I think, the momentum really does grow and kind of take over. In one sense, you find that the next step that you've got to take is actually a bit easier because you've already taken that first initial one, or the first 10 initial steps, whatever the case may be, but it does get a bit easier. It's still hard work, but I think the personal decision to take that step becomes a bit easier.
Sure. So for anyone who's going to be coming to the event, what can they expect to hear from your presentation?
Just a really clear message that hopefully encourages people to really take that step to draw on what's inside of themselves and to live in their sweet spot and really flourish in life, and to, just to find their unique calling, their unique purpose, and just to go for it and just to live their best life.
Mm. Well, I'm sure we would all like to do that, and a little bit of inspiration is always a good thing.
Yeah.
So if people have been listening to this call and they've identified with some of the things you've said, is there some places that people can connect with you online?
Yeah, definitely. I can become friends with me on Facebook.
Cool.
And follow me on Twitter as well.
Okay, great. I might put some links in the show notes so people makes it easy for people to find you, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, definitely. My name's a bit hard to spell, so if they can see it on the screen, that'll make it easier.
Yes, for sure. All right. Now, our time is almost up. It goes so quickly. Are there any closing thoughts that you'd like to leave us with?
I'm really excited about this Saturday, this upcoming weekend. I've been talking to Chen, who's putting it together, and just the caliber of speakers. I'm just really excited to hear everybody else. I'm not familiar with this kind of setup, as I said before, but I just am really looking forward to hearing just the wealth of information and ideas, and just gathering with people who are wanting to make a difference, who are really wanting to take that step up and just really shine and flourish in life. So it'll be great.
I've never seen Chen's Black Book, but it must be groaning, because you're absolutely right. The quality of speakers is just outstanding, and yeah. I think it's going to be a great weekend.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, and we certainly look forward to seeing you at TEDx Byron Bay.
Okay, thank you.
Well, that was Annalise Halverson, and what a marvellous undertaking to help young women live the best life that they can. In fact, all the speakers for TEDx Byron Bay have a particularly impressive undertaking, and you're going to be able to hear a whole lot more about that at the event this weekend. That's Saturday the 31st of July 2010. If you're unable to make the event, or if you're listening to this after Saturday the 31st, can I suggest that you subscribe to this podcast feed? Because this is your best chance to stay tuned in the conversation, and we'll be sharing some of the highlights from the TEDx event through this iTunes podcast. So there's a number of ways you can subscribe, and I'm going to give you three right now. One of them is that you can subscribe through iTunes. You can just simply go to iTunes and search for TEDx Byron Bay, and you'll find this podcast. That way, when you subscribe, you can take it with you. You can listen to it on your laptop. You can listen to it on your desktop computer, on your iPhone, iPad, iPod, MP3 player, whatever makes sense to you. You can also subscribe by going to our website, TEDxByronBay.com. And if you subscribe to that blog, then you're going to be kept up to date with any podcasts as they're released. The third one, and perhaps the easiest, is just to simply go to Facebook.com/TEDxByronBay, all one word. And like the TEDx Byron Bay Facebook page, and that way you will be kept up to date as new podcasts are released. I want to thank you so much for your time today. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this podcast as much as I've enjoyed making it for you. And until the next TEDx Byron Bay podcast, remember, ideas become things that shape the world.